1988.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll free numbers 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find on our website. And one of the features you'll find on the site is our guests page. Now, Free Talk Live isn't really a guest-oriented talk radio show. And we just focus on callers and issues. It's a panel discussion. We focus on the ideas of liberty. But every now and then, there's somebody who is a really unique character that I think we should talk to on the air. And even less often do we actually have a guest return to talk more than once on Free Talk Live. Again, it's not a guest-oriented show. But this next guest we've had on a couple times in the past. She used to be known as Miss Ann. She now goes by Melissa Hubbard. And it was years ago, I don't even know when our first interview was with you, Miss Ann. It was certainly in the early days of Free Talk Live, back when you were Miss Ann the Dominatrix. Welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Ian. It's great catching up with you again.
Yeah, and by the way, you're on with Johnny Ray tonight. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Ian. Hi, Miss Ann.
And so Miss Ann is in the Indianapolis area, and you're still in the Indy area, correct?
Yes, I am. Oh, and my name, my first name is Melissa, and I go by that now. Ann is my middle name.
Okay, and it's gonna be a challenge for me to change that. But
that's all right.
I'll do my best. It's not insulting for someone to call you Miss Ann, is it?
Oh, not exactly, but, okay, you know, as an author now, I'm going by Melissa Hubbard.
Melissa Hubbard with a Y in the Melissa. Now, Melissa, it's great to have you back on Free Talk Live. The first time we had you on was as a dominatrix. The second time we had you on was as a political activist, and now you've written a book about your transition from dominatrix to political activist. It's called Spanking City Hall.
Yes. The book is, the book's out now on ebook, you can find it on Amazon and, Barnes and Noble. You can also order hardback copies from my website, spankingcityhall.com.
It sounds like a tell-all. Is it a tell-all, Miss Hubbard?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. It takes the reader really through my journey, why I became a dominatrix in the first place. I left a corporate career as an account executive and started a rather wacky business. It's kind of complex why I did it, but I don't regret it. And then I was persecuted by the city several years later, and I had to go and fight for First Amendment freedom. The book takes the reader through, you know, how I made that transition.
Now, we had you on when you were talking about that that transition, or that, you know, going to political activist. What were some of the things that, you know, that you did that were really noteworthy, I think, during that campaign, or what you were trying to do?
Well, the first thing I did was I realized that the people are authored in America to be dominant over their government. And so I took the skills that I learned in the underground and brought them out into the light of day and taught my neighbors in an affluent neighborhood in Indianapolis that their rightful role is the dominant, that the government is not their boss. They are the boss of their government. And a dominant has to take control of their submissive. And again, the government is authored to be our submissive. But in any dominant-submission relationship, sometimes the submissive doesn't really know their place, and they have to be put into their place. So I kind of got my neighbors into this headspace a little bit that they were the boss, and was fortunate enough to be able to get hundreds of homeowners in an affluent area of Meridian Kessler to take to the streets, some of whom carried actual pitchforks.
Wow.
Yeah, and, you know, when you get your more affluent residents in the streets with pitchforks, I do think the government pays attention. And
I bet they would.
Melissa, yeah. I have a question. Pardon me. When you say America is authored to be for the people to be dominant over the government, are you talking about the Constitution, founding documents, that sort of thing?
Yeah, the founding documents. If in the world of dominance and submission, the dominants will capitalize their pronouns, like and they capitalize their name, like, you know, if a submissive would write to me and he or refer to me as a she, the S in she would be capitalized. Mm-hmm. If you look at we the people, it's capitalized.
It is.
It is. That denotes our dominance.
But actions speak louder than words, right, Melissa? I mean, so, okay, sure, the words on paper say that it's a government by the people, for the people, etc. But the reality of the situation is these government guys are using violence against people who have not consented, unlike a dominatrix submissive relationship, which is a, you know, fully consensual relationship in most cases. We haven't consented necessarily to the rule of these people. And so, you know, were you sort of fomenting this uprising, or sort of intellectual uprising, not so much a violent one, but an intellectual one? And do you feel like it's stuck? Has it stuck? Has government gotten smaller in Indianapolis as a result of that?
Well, no, it hasn't gotten smaller. Our victory was that we were able to, you know, oust a mayor, and we got some property tax relief. And it did keep some homeowners in their homes. It saved about $2 billion so far, but I just attended a meeting last night and learned that, you know, they're possibly coming out with new bills again, and there could be increases, you know, up to 20%. I haven't looked into that yet, so, you know, I don't know for sure, but yeah, they just always keep coming back.
They sure do. They're pretty persistent. And one of the things I've found over time is that getting liberty activists together in the same geographic area, which is what we're doing with the Free State Project, actually can have an impact. And we're seeing that happen here. I'm wondering, you know, how familiar are you with the Free State Project, and how do you feel about it?
You know, I've often given thought to moving to New Hampshire myself and being part of the movement. As an author now, my life is opening up in such a way that I'm going to have freedom that I haven't had before. Mm. And that means that I could move to another area if I wanted to. And New Hampshire is one of those areas that I'm looking at.
Excellent. I have to say that there's an interesting impact that has happened here already. We've got, I told you off the air that we had some elections today here in New Hampshire, sort of town elections and school board elections. And in a town called Bedford, which is just a kind of a bedroom community outside of Manchester, a couple of Free State Project participants ran, one for city town council, the other for school board, and they have been attacked like you would not believe by the political establishment. I mean, these are two guys who are new to town. They don't have that much political capital, but the people who support the state actually spent thousands of dollars to create a two-sided, full-page, full-color flyer that was mailed to every household in Bedford at the cost of who knows how many thousands of dollars for the postage and the printing, warning people about the Free State Project, which really is like a free campaign for us. I mean, it's essentially a wonderful public relations campaign. And just the way the people inside the state are reacting to the impact the Free State Project has already had. And we haven't even started the official move yet. I mean, Johnny Ray and I are here, and 1,500 others are. But we're early movers. There's still 15,000 people that you know, basically haven't come here yet. So it's very, very exciting what's already happening. And our listeners who've been following for a long time, of course, remember you from the early days of Free Talk Live calling in. And now they can get the whole story from your book, Spanking City Hall, Dominatrix to Political Activists. It's got you, or what is presumably you, a kind of a shot from below with like a, what looks like a riding crop. And it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun to check out. And I really appreciate you coming back on Free Talk Live to freshen our audience up on what you're doing.
Thanks for having me.
Melissa, thank you again. That's SpankingCityHall.com. Melissa Hubbard, formerly known as Miss Ann. Really appreciate you coming on. We're going to come back with more of your calls and thoughts. You can dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. More Free Talk Live coming up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind right here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, and with you tonight, it's Ian
and Johnny Ray.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Bulletin board system is there. You can get interactive at bbs.freetalklive.com. bbs.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. And as I mentioned, we were talking about the Free State Project a little bit there with Melissa Hubbard, author and activist in the Indianapolis area, and she was talking about seriously considering making a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, as should anyone who cares about the ideas of liberty. That's the reason, Johnny Ray, that you and I moved here. You from Asheville, North Carolina, me from Florida. And I have to say it's been a great experience thus far. There are all kinds of wonderful people who've moved here already and have gotten active and are really having an impact. If you want to feel what it's experienced, what it's like to be around other people who actually care about freedom and are willing to do something, you really should check out the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org. Now, nobody said this was going to be a cakewalk. I mean, there's work to be done. It is a project. A lot of people say, you should move to the Free State. Whoa! It's not a free state yet. There are a lot of problems in New Hampshire, but it's probably the best place to get started on such a project because it already is arguably the freest of places. You know, I was actually at the polls today, Johnny Ray. There was an election. I know you don't care about elections very much. You, in fact, are an anti-voter.
Yeah, voting is antisocial.
So that's a whole other discussion. But I was at the polls, and I was being social. I was talking with people. That's kind of the definition of being social, I think, to some extent. I was interviewing folks who are coming out of the voting location. There's two voting locations here in Keene for this school board election today. Normally in Keene there's five, but they combine them because there's not as much turnout for this particular election, so they don't run all five locations. So anyway, I went to one of those locations. First, I went ahead and I voted. I am running for a school board here in Keene, New Hampshire. And So I went and voted, then I went and I got my clipboard out of the car and stood outside of the polling location, well within the little radius. They have a certain distance away from the front door that campaigners have to be.
Yeah, you're not allowed to electioneer inside those.
But I wasn't campaigning. I was running an exit poll, so they weren't able to remove me from that area.
And did they try?
There was an old guy who came out, like a worker, a poll worker guy, who told me that I'm not allowed to campaign. I told him that I was running an exit poll, pulled my camera out, turned it on, started rolling, and he would not talk on camera. He walked away.
Okay.
So that was the only trouble. That was the only trouble that I had. So what I was doing was I was running a quick one-question exit poll survey. You know, the idea being people are, for the most part, not going to respond. You know, if you have any sort of exit poll, it's going to be very difficult to get people to actually stop and talk to you. And it turned out that was true. 54% of the people that I talked to, and I talked to 120 people in about an hour and 15 minutes. So 120 people, 65 of them, or 54%, would not talk to me. They blew me off with some sort of answer like, yeah, not only do they not have time, or, they, you know, like when they answered the question, their answer would have been, like, not real clear. So, but most people didn't have time. The question was, do you think government is too big, too small, or just right? And the responses that I got, so of the people that responded, or of the 120, 34 said it was too big. And 17 said it was just right. And 4 said the government was too small. And it was interesting, too, because when I first started asking people, just right was actually winning. It had a sizable lead over too big. But then as the time went on, as you know, I'd been there for an hour plus, too big took the lead and stayed in a strong lead. So of the people that actually answered the question, 62% said that the government was too big, 31% said that it was just right, and 7% said that it was too small. But then again, the majority wouldn't answer.
Well, I have nothing to add to that. That sounds just about like how the people would answer.
You think so?
Yeah,
I didn't have any preconceived notions going in because, you know, if you think about it, this is not a slice of the average person of Keene. This is a slice of the voting populace, and not only the voting populace, but the voting populace, the slice of them that are willing to actually come out and vote on a school board election, which is the smallest of the small possible turnouts.
Right. Well, it just seems to me that government it's a real popular scapegoat. It's most people will tell you, most people will happily agree with you about the foibles of politicians and mm-hmm. and make jokes about them, and everybody agrees that government is inefficient and so forth. And
most
yet,
people agree, I think, on that. Yeah,
I think it's popular to poke fun at government because they have a record of incompetence, and nobody likes being taxed, and yet. We still have this this government, this monopoly on violence.
That's right. It's very persistent.
Yeah, it is. I would say that humanity has made incredible strides in the past 10, 20 years, mm-hmm. and it signals a fresh new tomorrow.
Well, I agree. I have a bright view for the future as well. It's just that it takes a long time for that change to come around, especially when we're talking about the system, which is very, very anathema to change. They're not interested in changing much at all, and it's very, very difficult to get that to change. And that's one of the reasons why I'm willing to participate in that system, because I see it as one way of fomenting some level of change. We've seen people working within the system actually having an effect here in New Hampshire. As against it as some are, like yourself, Johnny Ray, the evidence points to it actually being effective here in New Hampshire. And I didn't believe that at first when I first moved here, but it was proven to me by the people who've been active in politics. Don't get me wrong. It's still an inefficient, annoying, frustrating, slow, awful system. But in New Hampshire, we can actually make an impact, and that's kind of what part of the Free State Project is about. But you don't have to be politically active to be involved in the Free State Project. Johnny Ray, you're a perfect example of that. You can do other things with your activism that hopefully will bring people to the ideas of liberty, for instance.
Yeah. My activism these days is solely talking to judges, really. You know, if most people...
Talking to judges. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean...
Going to court?
Yeah, I'll get every now and then, maybe I don't get my car inspected. And the police, they're experts at looking at stickers, and they do it all day long. And they'll see me with the wrong color sticker on my car, and they'll give me a ticket for it. So I bring my tickets to court, and I've won sometimes I've lost.
So you work within the system too, then?
It's true. I guess I do. I mean, if I was working outside the system, I would.
Busted.
To be a pure as the driven snow libertarian, I guess that I would need to ignore any of these summons.
But they won't be ignored. They refuse to be ignored.
Right.
They are willing to force themselves upon you. They're willing to take you and kidnap you away from whatever pleasurable activity or work-related activity you were involved in, and then force you to stand in front of that man in the robe. And if you won't stand, they'll at the very least force you to sit there in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Which we've seen happen with activists who've done varying levels of civil disobedience and non-cooperation. And I'm the first person to support civil disobedience. I think it's a great idea. But until we have the numbers of people willing to do civil disobedience on any decent level, I mean, dozens would be nice, we're not going to have an impact, a meaningful impact with civil disobedience, at least on the system. Civil disobedience with a few people can have an impact on the discussion. People will talk about the issue that can be fomented by doing civil disobedience. But again, it's all about numbers, and that's what the Free State Project is good for. It's getting numbers of people who love liberty together. FreeStateProject.org, you can learn more about that. Coming up, a porn star was revealed, and we'll tell you what happened. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online. By the way, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username is lrn.fm, so feel free to use that if you have it. If you do have Skype and you get to choose between Skype and regular phone call, go ahead and make a Skype call. It almost always sounds better. You can join us online on our webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. It's built right into the same page as our chat room, so you can easily interact with other Free Talk Live listeners while listening to and or watching via the cam feed at cam.freetalklive.com. Bitcoins are all over the news, but you might be wondering where you can go to get them. Well, I would recommend cashintocoins.com. The instructions there are clear. It's easy, safe, fast, legal, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. You can use a money order, check, or wire transfer, and their rates are great as well. You donate some of your fee to charity, and as always, orders under $40 carry no fee at cashintocoins.com. It's the easiest way, in my opinion, to buy Bitcoins, with the exception of, you know, buying from somebody who happens to be sitting across the table. So, Johnny Ray, if you wanted to sell me Bitcoins, you certainly could, but it can be hard to find people who want to sell Bitcoins sometimes. So go to cashintocoins.com. They've always got something to sell you. Cashintocoins.com.
Yeah, if you live in Keene, it's relatively easy to find to do your local Bitcoin trading, but otherwise not so easy. You might need some professionals.
I live in Keene, and I've used cashintocoins.com as well. So we'll of course take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Since we started the show out tonight talking with who was formerly known as Miss Ann, she's now Melissa Hubbard, and she's an author, but she used to be a dominatrix, since we're kind of on the sex topic.
She wrote Spanking City Hall.
Let's talk about Belle Knox. Have you heard about this girl, Johnny Ray? Belle Knox?
Yes. Duke University.
That's right. She's been making headlines over the past couple of weeks as a porn star who was a college student at Duke University and apparently was outed by some tool bag, some kind of, what do they call him, frat bro or something like that.
Okay.
He's a member of, I believe he's a member of a fraternity, and he had somehow come across the information that this young lady, I believe college freshman, was starring in pornography. And he let it out that she was a porn star, and word spread, and people got very, very nasty.
Yeah, I think he approached her first.
Is that right?
Yeah, and talked to her, and I think he maybe told her that he would, that her secret was safe with him.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I heard about that.
But
apparently not.
But not.
So he released that to the world, and people just turned on her and started being very, very nasty and very condescending towards her. I've actually got an article that she wrote after all of this, kind of coming out. She's sort of coming out of the closet on her own at this point. But I'll share that with you. But there's actually interesting news, Johnny Ray. I don't know if you heard about this. The student who outed her, turns out he himself has a $1,000 a month porn habit. According to New York Post, nypost.com, the Duke freshman who ratted out a classmate as a porn star is himself a prolific porn purchaser, according to a top skin flick distributor. Big mouth frat boy Thomas Begley shells out $1,000 a month as a subscriber to a hardcore porn site, facialabuse.com, according to Mike Kulik, CEO of Monarchy Distribution. Now, I find this to be just fascinating because you don't ever really hear about people's porn habits publicly. I can't even imagine spending $1,000 a month, not on multiple porn sites, but on this one porn site.
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
I'm guessing, I don't even know. I mean, I don't know what sort of services they offer on facialabuse.com, but for $1,000 a month, this guy must be spending a serious amount of time on this website. I mean, they probably have some sort of like webcam thing. Maybe he's paying for cam chats or something like that.
Maybe so. $12,000 a year.
It's insane.
Well, Duke University is a prestigious school. Mm-hmm. I suspect his parents.
He's got money.
That his family has money and he's got a real generous allowance.
Kulik wrote to this young man in an open letter on the internet. He wrote, "I would like to thank you for being such a fan of our business. I want to commend you for spending the $200 a week your parents send you every week for living expenses wisely. Facial Abuse is a great site. I like your taste. I want to also commend you on getting accepted into Duke. Great school. I'm sure your parents are proud. You're the type of guy that makes our business move." Begley, this is the rat, sparked a firestorm when he learned that a female freshman classmate was moonlighting as an adult film actress, and then blabbed to his friends. The woman, known as Belle Knox, that's her porn name, went public in a blog post saying she took the lucrative side gig to help pay her $60,000 a year Duke tuition. In his missive to Begley, Mr. Kulik offered the freckle-faced freshman $10,000 to star in a facial abuse scene with the actress of his choice.
Good grief.
"I want to give you the opportunity to live out all your fantasies," wrote Kulik. "Get your butt out and come shoot for us. We'll make you a celebrity because it's apparent how much you love porn and attention. $10,000 is a lot of money for a kid like you. Do you know how many porn memberships you could buy with that?" Meanwhile, on Thursday, Knox told CNN's Piers Morgan that Duke University officials are backing her controversial side career. She says they've been very supportive of me and we're working really hard to make sure that I'm safe. She also confessed the gig meant more to her than just cold hard cash. She said to be in porn and to be able to be naked and to be able to be free and have that sexual autonomy is so incredibly freeing, Knox gushed. She bashed those who slammed her, claiming that many of them are probably porn viewers themselves, saying, "I think 80% of the world's traffic on the internet is pornography," the women's studies major said, "and I think that probably every single person at some point in their life has watched pornography. So I think it's extremely hypocritical that the same society that consumes me is also condemning me." And there's more. I'm pretty sure they're taking those statements from her full-on blog post that she made about this. But I just find this letter by Mike Kulik to be particularly funny. And the part they left out from the New York Post was where at the very end, the last paragraph of this letter from CEO of Monarchy Distribution, he says, I ask that you seriously consider our offer. Any girl you want, come on out to L.A. and become a star. Also, for every inch you're packing over four, I'll throw in an extra $1,000. I love it. So I haven't seen any news as to whether or not Mr. Begley has responded to the invitation here, but I don't expect that he will.
Mm.
What do you think, Johnny Ray? Do you think he's going to jump on that offer?
I need to start a $1,000 a month porn addiction so that I'll be invited to facial abuse.
Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. So I'd like to share the letter from Bell Knox because she kind of reveals what this experience has been like for her. And she does, I think, a good job of calling out the hypocrisy of people. I mean, you've got this tool bag frat boy who has outed this young lady for a career that there's some danger involved. I mean, being a porn star, there's inevitably going to be a number of creepy guys who have way too keen of an interest in you. And that could be an awkward thing to deal with if people are knowing who you are in real life. And I can understand why this young lady would have wanted him to keep it quiet. I mean, it's not necessarily that she's embarrassed about what she's doing, and she'll make that clear in her article. But it is kind of, you know, there's a level of risk, I think, involved in this career.
Yeah, I wish that I could comment more, but work in the porn industry and these women's issues, I feel like, Ian, that women and men are living in two completely different worlds. Mm-hmm. And the things that move women to do what they do, I can't begin to understand. And I'm not... I don't mean that as a disparaging remark towards women. They feel the same way about us, I'm sure, and we do stupid things that are kind of unique to us being men. But I guess that's all I got to say about it, just that I don't know what I'm talking about. If I was a woman, I wouldn't want to be a porn star. If I was a man, and I am, I guess I wouldn't mind.
It would seem a little bit of a safer career for the man in the porn. But I could be speculating. Maybe there's female groupies and obsessive female fans of porn, too, but it wouldn't seem to be as likely.
Well, and I think men get paid peanuts to do that work, and women
that's
get paid
peanuts.
A lot more.
More coming up here in moments. We'll come back with her thoughts. So you're right. We're not ladies, Johnny Ray. It's hard for us to have this perspective. We're going to give her words here in a few moments. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username lrn.fm. We're talking about the Duke University student. Belle Knox is her porn star name. She's been outed by some toolbag college student who basically outed her as a porn star, and then she started receiving some really awful threats and just terrible behavior on the part of certain individuals. She's calling them out in an article at xojane.com, and I want to jump into that here in a moment. Also, of course, share with you, you know, you're welcome to share with us your thoughts. Johnny Ray joining me here. Again, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content there. So if you find something, some sort of news story or blog post, YouTube video that you think is interesting and you want to share it with our listeners and the hosts of the show, you can share that over at freetalklive.com. You do need to have a Free Talk Live account and a Reddit account. Both of those are free. Only takes you a moment to sign up if you haven't done so already. And then you link the two accounts together. Makes it easy to vote up content on the site, vote down the stuff you don't like, and submit content as well. So we appreciate everybody who's taken the time to do that over at freetalklive.com. The headline at xojane.com, as written by Belle Knox, is "I'm finally revealing my name and face as the Duke porn star." Subheader: "I've never been told to die in quite so many ways." I didn't expect today to happen. My decision to do porn to pay for college was a private one I made, and then I was outed to my university classmates by another Duke student who'd seen me on the internet a few months ago. After promising me he would respect my privacy, he proceeded to reveal who I was to the entire Greek system, which is when all of this controversy first began. I started to be harassed, and he started to be applauded. Isn't that always the way? The porn performer is to be shamed. The porn consumer is to be celebrated. Soon after, the Duke Chronicle wrote a somewhat patronizing portrait of me, disguising my name and using the preferred nom de plume of Lauren. When I was contacted by XO Jane to write a piece, I continued to use the name Lauren. The question I'm asked over and over again is this: if I am proud of being an adult performer, then why do I hide behind this fake name? because the bullies of the world, starting with that young Duke man who broke his promise to me, do not dictate my life. Because my decision to do porn does not somehow mean that the world now owns or deserves access to every single thing about me and every choice I make. My birth name is one name. It is mine. It is the name I'm enrolled in at Duke. It's what my family and friends call me. My porn name is another name. It's the name I use when I perform. These are two different worlds in which I inhabit. I can't stop you from calling me any name you want to, including slut, whore, or bitch, but I can decide what name I use. Today, I'm going to officially reveal what my porn name is. Outside of the dregs of the internet trying to bully me into using my birth name for porn, on message boards where comments like, her nose is bigger than her tits, or she deserves to be raped, are the common parlance, and that is my choice to make. The internet does not dictate my life. My sexuality is not some sort of blackmail to be used against me, granting you ownership over my life or my story. It's my life. It's my story. So I'm refusing to let the bullies win. Instead, in revealing my performer name, I'm going to let you know exactly the level of hate that exists in America regarding women who refuse to be quiet about their sexuality. Because while my supporters are many and have blown me away with their love and their kindness, in recent days, since the publication of the Exo Jane essay coming out as the Duke porn star, but not revealing my name or my face, I find myself increasingly the target of marginalization, hate speech on message boards of the internet, and demeaning threats in every avenue of my life. Most recently, I have been told that I am an embarrassment to Duke. I bring nothing but bad publicity to my school, and I need to be silent. Do I want to behave and be a good girl? Then, no more media, I'm told. The message repeated to me seems clear. You are not a human being. You have no rights or feelings. You are simply a nuisance. You have to stay silent, no matter what. Just stay silent. In my own personal life, I'm devastated to reveal that many of those closest to me have unleashed similar cruelty. Many have simply shut me out. Some of my best and oldest friends have told me that I deserve anything negative or horrible that comes my way.
I think she has had a rift with her family.
I'm not real clear on that. I saw a headline that claimed that her family's supporting of her, but I don't know. I haven't looked into that. If you want, Johnny Ray, maybe during the news break we can dig in and find out if that's true. But she's certainly having rifts with some of her best and oldest friends, which
undoubtedly
is a very difficult thing to discover that, oh, well, wait, in point of fact, your friends aren't your actual friends. And a lot of cases when you reveal, you know, who you truly are to people, then you really find out what they really think about you. And so you find out who your real friends are. Unfortunately, it usually has to happen the hard way. Anyway, she goes on to say that, and that terrible things are what I brought upon myself when I decided to do porn. To this, I would ask, what about the people who consume porn? The adult industry racks up $13.3 billion in the U.S. alone, and do we honestly wish collective evil, shame, and condemnation upon every human being involved in this gigantic, and I would add, legitimate business? Because this is incredibly disturbing to me, she says. I don't even care if you're condemning me, but look at the thousands of other women who you're condemning as well. Do you really think you're better than us? Perhaps ask your husband or boyfriend or son or brother or your wife or girlfriend or daughter or sister if they have ever watched porn. Do they also deserve bad things and terrifying threats against their safety? No? Then look at the double standard you're employing. Look at the hate that you're so comfortable inflicting upon the performers, but not on the consumers who drive the industry's success and profitability. Perhaps most frightening of all is my most private information has been targeted as a result of my outing as a porn star. I've had phone numbers and personal details put online. This disgusting action is being done as if to threaten me that if I dare speak out about anything, there will be a price to pay. I also want to say this is my story, not anyone else's, and my family deserves to be left alone. If you harass them, you're not only a bully, you're also a coward. Let's keep this one-to-one. You don't like what I do? Tell it to me. Have some guts. Of course, it's easy to see what quality of people are behind the Let's Bully the Duke porn star campaign. On social media, a full vitriolic war has been officially waged. Fake Twitter accounts in my name have been started, and the tweets have included the following. You should slit your wrists and die, you stupid bitch. We are going to throw garbage at her every effing day. Let's do it. Greek frat! With a bunch of exclamation marks. The school should either expel her or we will take matters into our own hands and make this F-up suffer. Cheers. F you. This one's all in caps. If I see you walking on campus, I will kick you in the face. So she goes on. She says, I called the police to report these threats, and in the spirit of slut-shaming, I was immediately barraged with a line of insensitive, doubting questions. These brutal suggestions that people should kick me in the face if they saw me were nothing more than childish threats, I was told. Then I was asked question after question to poke holes in how any of these threats might be legitimate, and how I was the blame, or to blame, for the terror that I had experienced. So apparently going to the police and reporting the threats wasn't very helpful for Ms. Knox. So, let's see, going on here, is this from an ex-boyfriend, she's asked. No. Are you sure? Yes. Are you dating anyone? No. Are you sure you haven't angered any guys lately? I suppose, she says, I should not be surprised by this level of disrespect as to my welfare and safety. I suppose I should not be shocked at the lack of sensitivity women have been afforded, I have been afforded, because sadly, these are the realities that women, especially sex workers, face every day. We're scorned by the very same people that encourage us to be sexual. Come on, baby. You know you want to. You're so hot.
Ian, do you think that you can tap into any of that anger that she's getting from these guys? Can you feel where a guy might have that feeling for somebody that they discover as a porn star?
That they would be angry at her?
Yeah, angry at her.
No, I think that's horrifying that somebody would treat this young lady in that way.
I am not angry at her, but I can sympathize with the
Greek frat
boys.
How can you sympathize with them?
Well,
wait, sympathize or empathize?
Oh.
Sympathize means you feel sorry for them, but empathize means you can understand how they feel.
Okay, I think empathize them.
How can you empathize with those people?
I'm sort of thinking out loud here, but it's sort of like it's and this is something I've grown out of, but when I was younger and I would see an interracial couple, even though I knew that we were living in a new world and I shouldn't feel really one way or the other about it, I'd get this twinge inside because that's my girl. That's not your girl. You're black.
Whoa. Wow, it's very honest of you, Johnny Ray. I think we should talk further about this coming up here in hour number two. She's got more to say, but we need to dig into what you're saying as well.
Yeah, my problem.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And yeah, the people that are angry at this young lady have problems. They've got issues they're trying to deal with, and they're instead lashing out at her. Our toll-free number, again, 855-450-FREE. If you want to comment on the Bell Knox situation or whatever's on your mind goes here on...
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like Donor Oak Laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $1.39. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Meowbit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. Meowbit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, Meowbit. Go to meowbit.com. That's meowbit.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.